It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're out of timeouts and have to go in the full court. Like, what are your guiding principles that you've instilled in practice? Is it get the ball to a guard and see?
No, I mean, at that point, it's hard because, you know, first of all, when the ball goes in the basket like that, the first thing you're trying to do is just get it inbounded as quickly as possible and get it up the floor as quickly as possible. A lot of times you don't necessarily have the ability to set something up because, one, if you let the ball bounce and try to run a play, what ends up happening is you're letting the other team set their defense. It has to be a situation where it's almost like the way we've been playing, you know, for the full 48, up the floor and in. I mean, I give Patrick did a great job centering the ball, and we've talked, I mean, obviously if you can advance it, kick it up, but you got to be able to get the ball out and up, and you just try to, whatever it was, there was 3 seconds to go on the clock, 3 point, I mean, you got to try to get the ball up the court as quickly as possible. There's not necessarily anything you can really diagram in that situation going the length of the floor. It's hard, you know, because especially on a made basket, dead ball, maybe a little bit different as a foul, or somebody steps out of bounds, you got to go the length of the floor, then you can maybe do something, but in that situation, it's awful hard.
It's funny, Speaks. I actually think that it helped them that it was a little out of control, a little helter-skelter, because then, you know, L.A.'s, like, worried about getting back versus, well, let's check up and make sure that we make the inbound pass really difficult and all that stuff.
And how about Billy Donovan's point about that's the way we've been playing, free and loose and fast, and then maybe something good can happen. It reminds me of, like, puck luck. Or, like, just doing the right thing.
Greasy goals.
Yeah, greasy goals. Like, you know, just do the right thing and have the momentum and do what you do. And sometimes the breaks go your way because you're playing with the right motivation.
On Spiegel and Holmes today, we're talking about what an incredible day yesterday was in Chicago sports. The White Sox, they go out and win an opening day in impressive fashion. The Cubs went out in the desert. And the Chicago Bulls leading Sports Center this morning, even with opening day of baseball, to Sweet 16. No, it was the Bulls over LeBron and Luka Doncic.
What is life? What is life?
Cody Westerlund was in the United Center last night. You heard him asking that really good question of Billy Donovan, and he joins us now on the Circa Las Vegas Resort Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Cody, set the scene for us. What was it like from an energy standpoint for the game overall and when Giddy hits that shot?
Oh, it was just incredible, guys. Absolutely incredible. And part of it, too, was because of how wild it had been, the back-to-back threes from Patrick Williams and Kobe White to put the Bulls up by 1 point with 6 seconds left. So, like, no one saw that coming. And then the Lakers to take the lead, no one saw the half-court shot coming. You felt something crazy and exciting was going to happen in the final minutes there. But to see it that way two times, to have those heroics and just kind of an incredible series of events and wild swings of emotion, it was awesome. Absolutely awesome. And it felt silent. I don't know that it was silent in the arena, but it felt silent when Giddy let the ball go. And then there was just the explosion and the hum of excitement. And it was almost just, I hadn't seen anything like it at the United Center, heard anything like it since Derrick Rose's buzzer beater in 2015 to beat the Cavaliers in Game 3 of the Eastern Conference Semifinals. And that's what happens when you get a true buzzer beater. And just to kind of reiterate here, we've seen some buzzer beaters from the Bulls over the years, but Ayo Dosunmu had one in Atlanta. DeMar DeRozan had the two famous ones back-to-back in the 21-22 season as the calendar turned. We had not seen one at the United Center since Jimmy Butler hit one in 2016, so it had been a really long time at the UC for a true buzzer beater at the horn, which I think added to the effect of it. And why we go back, that horn blowing and the Bulls winning, it was Derrick Rose's moment was certainly bigger and more memorable, but this one was up there in what I had experienced.
Phenomenal context right there from Cody Westerlund, all those references, because I had seen it, someone put it out there last night in the midst of everything, that the UC hadn't been like that since Etuan Moore's game winner a decade ago. I remember there was a brilliant inbounds play where everybody was in
the
right. Yes, it was. Okay. Yes, it was, yep. Against the Oklahoma City Thunder. And just a beautiful inbounds play that had like a give and go. I think Etuan inbounded it and got it back, if memory serves. But, I mean, for the Bulls and their fans to have that moment and have the explosion, there's no denying this is a special moment. Like, just separate all the big picture consternation and all the trade deadline consternation and everything. Somehow, some way, this is a special moment for that team. Like, they're feeling it, celebrating together. Modest all over Josh Giddey for a young player who's developing like Modest to feel the joy of a ninth win in 11 games when you beat the Lakers with LeBron and Luka twice. Those things do have benefit for guys' careers to be involved in special moments like this.
Yeah, it's great to see the young players have success together for the first time like that, obviously, that they have in these past few weeks. But, like, I keep coming back to, like, the Bulls game was everything that's what was right with the NBA last night, right? Like, we talk all the time, like, stars resting. Obviously, the Bulls had a few guys that are legitimately hurt and not playing. But this is a team going really hard. And when you have both teams feel like there's something at stake, and you can argue whether there should be anything at stake for the Bulls, and I understand both sides of that argument, they feel there is. And when you have teams like this, Lakers playing for playoff positioning and seeding and one of LeBron's final chances and finally starting to fire on all cylinders here when they're healthy too, it can lend itself to moments like this. And like you said, ending up on the lead of SportsCenter because great, awesome things happen. So to me, that's what I felt was really cool, just seeing the Bulls' young guys now. Like, I don't want to get ahead of my skis and say because they're winning games now, it means they're going to start next season strong or anything. I feel like those are two separate, completely different components. But the young guys learning to play together does matter. And the decisions in the big moments matter too, I think. Because this is a team that some of its young guys, even early in the year and tracing back the last few years, they don't make enough good decisions in big moments. You saw them sharing the ball, shooting at the right time in the big moments last night. Patrick Williams hits a three. Giddey kicks it out to Kobe White. That was the right basketball play. As simple as it was before Giddey's heave, the right basketball play was for Patrick Williams to not bring the ball up the court and give it to the point guard. So just small things like that, I thought that was good to see from them.
Cody knows ball. So I want to run this by you, Cody. I think LeBron James is one of the smartest players that has ever played the game. And there were two mistakes that he made that quite honestly shocked me. One of them was on the inbound. The other one, though, is him over-rotating to an open Vooch when an open Patrick Williams is in the corner. And with a guy whose basketball IQ is through the roof, you just have to look at the numbers in that moment and go, oh, Williams is the better shooter.
And he's in the corner.
And he's in the corner and he's got the closer three. I was surprised to see a guy who I have like the utmost respect for the way he thinks the game, not think the game well in the last few seconds.
I was shocked too. I mean, the Lakers beat writers, they have one of the biggest traveling beat writing corps in the country. I think they were all just shaking their head like they couldn't explain it either. That's not the type of plays they've seen over the years from him. So other than just, I don't know if he was tired and had that mental lapse, obviously, when you're tired, what it is. But it was shocking because he's made so many good decisions in so many big moments, not just in his career, but in that building at the United Center. We've seen it again and again. And what kind of cracked me up, too, was Patrick Williams hits the three, and Josh Giddey gives LeBron James the ball to inbound because it's kind of just sitting there bouncing. He's like, hey, here, LeBron. And then he knows it's going to reason. Giddey just takes it back from him. So that was just an added component of, like, how odd it was. And then Giddey cuts to the hoop, and Kevin Huerter actually pointed at Coby White. I watched the replay a few more times this afternoon, and it looked like Giddey was going to go to the hoop to try to make a game-tying layup, and Herter's pointing out, and Giddey immediately kicks it. He's smart. So, like, it's just all the Bulls were doing the right things in the right moment there. And, yes, it all traces back to LeBron because none of that happens if they just complete an inbounds pass easily.
But how much do we have to give it up for Josh Giddey? The SportsCenter tag, at least last night, was Giddey up. And the dude is averaging 22 points, 10 assists, and 9.6 rebounds in his last 10 games. He's basically averaging a triple-double. And that steal, it's a great read, man. It's a great read. Yep. And just like the way that they're communicating, I love the Huerter thing. We have to give it up for what Josh Giddey is becoming, and he's only 22. So as much as we have felt about his game, and I've been vocal, God, Lawrence, you were vocal.
I'm still not a fan of his game, but I acknowledge he's been playing great.
We got to acknowledge, and the steals numbers might be legit. And if so, that changes the way you think about him as a defender. His feet aren't quick, and he doesn't do things well as a one-on-one defender. But if he's got great instincts that help him get steals that can cover up some of it, I think, where are we on Josh Giddey as a player? It is, being that he's only 22.
Yeah, you should feel optimistic. There's no doubt about that. I think that optimism might recede a little bit when he signs his new contract with the Bulls this summer, and we'll have plenty of discussions next year. Can he play better defense, hard defense for 82 games, obviously, at a higher level than what he had shown for much of this year? But he is doing the right things right now, obviously. And you talk about the steals, Spiegs, like the rebounds stand out to me. 14 rebounds, just a monster number from someone who's a guard. And I know he's tall. I know he plays a point forward role and guards forward sometimes. But, like, that's just a lot of rebounds from the guy in that position. Helps the Bulls get up the court, get running, matters to your team building. Because you look at guys like Patrick Williams is a terrible rebounder. So if you're lacking there, you want to make up for it for your guy that's playing a point guard position for you a lot of times. That's good. So there are some things that he can help cover teammates with. His strengths matching their weaknesses. And then in other areas, the Bulls are going to have to help pick him up. And that's what's going to be the responsibility of AK and Mark Eversley this summer, is to continue to build on the fringes. I don't think they're going to be able to do huge things, obviously, but make decisions that help in the whole comprehensive team building around some of these young guys they have.
Cody, thanks so much for setting the scene. It looked electric, man. It's one of those moments where you're like, man, I wish I was at home. You know, because it was so cool to see what was going on in the city. Thanks for letting us in a little bit as our on-the-spot passport.
Yep, you guys take care. Have a good rest of the trip.
Thanks, Cody. You know what we don't know about Josh Giddey is whether he's going to be a dog once he gets paid. That's what we don't know.
Speaks, this is all in that dread that I feel about all of this.
I get it, man. We just did the all-dog team the other day after talking about Patrick and Nate Davis and like some of the other dudes who got paid and then stopped caring. That's what we don't know.
Because if you look at the big sample size of how he plays,
yeah,
it's more of the disappointing guy with a whole bunch of talent versus him living up to his talent
right.
that we've seen over the last
right.
month.
And his last year in Oklahoma City, he stopped caring, and they benched him. They took him out of the rotation in the playoffs. So, but that was when he was 21. Now he's 22. Did a light bulb go on, or is he playing hard in a contract year?
Maybe it's contract. Maybe it's Billy. You know, who knows?
It could be Billy. Like, maybe Billy won't let it happen, you know?
Maybe.
But if we're talking about Patrick and Billy just letting that happen sometimes, like, I don't know.
So check this out. We took you to the United Center with our guy Cody Westerlund. Let's take you to 35th and Shields. What was it like over there yesterday? Our guy Connor McKnight is going to join us to discuss it next on The Score.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.